owes $40 trillion in debt.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
The first entry today is a band that tapped into many genres during its 10-year run, including punk, dub, new wave, and reggae. This is The Clash on The Blurred Crusade.
Right. Hey! Oh, just like dynamite. That is the one will make you feel so right. Unite and stop your killing and you fight.
Hey! I get a witness for all its misery. There's no need to brother. Everybody can see that it's a one more time in the ghetto. One more time if you please. One more time to the dying man. One more time to be free. One more time in the ghetto.
Oh, Hooked on Necropolis. Addict of Metropolis. Do the worm on Acropolis, slam dance Cosmopolis, enlighten the populace.
That set off with The Clash and Ghetto Defendant from Combat Rock 1982. That track featuring some spoken word by American poet Ellen Ginsberg. This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. Thanks for sitting along with me today. My name is Todd, and I do this every Wednesday at high noon, and we slide in a little repeat Thursdays at midnight. We started the set off with The Clash and One More Time from Sandinista 1980, Sandinista being the fourth studio album by The Clash on CBS Epic Records, released exactly on December 12th, 1980. It was a triple album. In the UK, most reviewers had a negative impression of the album. Nick Kent from the NME wrote, "The record simply perplexes and ultimately depresses." I remember a buddy of mine picked up the album back in the day, and I remember his exact words, "This is crap." But, you know, over the years, I think people have come to warm up to the album. It's certainly very ambitious at three discs, but certainly not one of their best, but still I'm starting to appreciate it. And then we got into some ska. We had from the album Dance Craze, The Best of British Ska Live in 1981, Chrysalis Records on crunchy black vinyl. We heard The Specials and Concrete Jungle, and then we slid into the English Beat, Mirror in the Bathroom, and then, like I said, we finished off with The Clash and a Ghetto Defendant.
Trolling college music so you don't have to. No loyalties, no orthodoxy. Keeping it real, dumb, and organic since 2019. Tune into Home of Burnaby Rock with John on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Right now, here's a band out of Toronto from their brand new release, Gomer Lives. This is One Way Ticket to Mars, Gomer on the Blurred Crusade.
Post-punk with with your host, Todd McCluskey, on CJSF 90.1 FM and online at cjsf.ca.
Now I wanna be your dog. Now I wanna be your dog. Now I wanna be your dog. Well, come on. Twitter.
from 1984, The Misfits and Die, Die, My Darling. That's not very nice. Misfits featuring Glenn Danzig on vocals, and that was from his label Plan 9 Records. And then we started the set off with Gomer from Toronto, brand new stuff from them, and a track called One Way Ticket to Mars. And then in the middle, we had the Cramps, the song Ultra Twist. And by the way, that was the Stick It In at the End version. The Cramps formed in New York City and ran from 1976 to 2009, featuring the late Lux Interior on vocals and guitarist Poison Ivy. And that was from a promotional CD that I picked up. Not sure on the year on that, but a great track. Hey, I wanted to remind you that the North Burnaby Vinyl Record Roundup is happening again. It is the fall show on Sunday, September 27th, 2026, noon to 5 p.m. at Lockdale Hall, 490 Sperling Avenue, a great place for your vinyl fix.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Tree-lined city streets are more than just pretty. The trees' canopies provide shade. Their roots help filter stormwater. And as they grow, the trees absorb planet-warming carbon pollution. But when a hurricane hits, winds can wipe out those trees and broken branches can damage homes and cars. Stephanie Cataval of the University of Florida says maintaining and pruning trees can limit these risks.
Trees that are not well-maintained, trees that are unhealthy, these trees are at greater risk for dropping limbs.
It's also important to plant the right trees in the right spots. Cataval says some species, like live oaks and gumbo limbos in the Florida region, are more wind resistant. Large trees should be placed far from homes and power lines and given ample space for their roots to grow and anchor them in the wind.
Sometimes we've got some pretty large trees planted in spaces that are pretty small, and you have to imagine the amount of root space that they have is pretty limited.
And planting trees in groups is beneficial because they can help shield each other from the wind. With these precautions, hurricane-prone areas can limit storm damage and protect their urban forests. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Right now from Kelowna, British Columbia, circa 1981, featuring future Grapes of Wrath members Chris Hooper